In the book of Corinthians, chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15. Somebody wrote a while back and said, who am I? Now that's kind of a strange question to ask somebody else, isn't it? Who am I? Sounds like they don't know who they are, but I know what the lady meant. And Christians, this lady is a Christian, we just don't know who we are at times. We go too much by our feelings and not by the facts. One Christian psychologist writes a book, I have a copy of the book, that says, "You Are Somebody Special." That's a nice title. And it's true, but not the way he put it. So he goes on to say, opens the book by talking about a little boy who said to his school teacher one time, "I ain't no junk. God never made no junk." And he was talking about how what a good boy he was. We are somebody special, but not in ourselves. Like psychiatrists tell us, and psychologists. But we are somebody special in the Lord, as we will see. So just who are we in the Lord? I want to read some verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I want to look at four men that God made that never existed before. Four men that God made that never existed before they were made. Here's two of them, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 45. "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam made a quickening spirit." Now here are two men, two Adams. The first Adam was made a living soul. And the last Adam was made a living spirit. Now it goes on, it classifies those two men in verse 46. "Howbeit that was not first, which is spiritual," that is the last Adam, Christ, "but that which was natural." So get this, the first man, Adam, is called a natural man. The last Adam is called a spiritual man in verse 46. So you got two different men. Adam, the first, a natural man, because he was made in connection with God's creation of all nature and creation of all things. Adam was a part of that creation. He's called the natural man that comes from the naturally made things that God made. And the last Adam is called a spiritual man because he came from a different source than the first Adam. He was not born a natural man, though he was a perfect human being. He was born in an entirely different way. He's not part of God's old creation. He's a new man altogether, called the last Adam. And the reason he's called the last Adam, there'll never be another one. Because the first Adam, what the first Adam lost, the last Adam is going to restore and bring back again to God. Now I want you to notice a few things here. The natural man, the first man is of the earth. That's Adam. He's earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. So you see the difference. One is from the earth. He's the natural man. He's the first Adam. He's the head of the old creation. The second man is the Lord from heaven. He's a spiritual man. And he's from heaven. And he's the head of the new creation. Two creations, the old and the new. The natural man and the spiritual man. The first Adam and the last Adam. "As is the earthly, as is the first Adam, such are they also that are earthy." Every one of us were born in the first Adam. We're all part of the nature of the first Adam. That's where we come from. Our family tree all goes back to the same person. And as is the heavenly, such are they that are heavenly. Now, if we're saved, we're going to look at that later, we naturally go back to the heavenly one, which is the Lord from heaven, the last Adam. As we have borne the image of the earthly, as we have lived in our unsaved state, in our natural state, as we've lived that way, we bear the image of the first Adam, the sinner that the first Adam was. And so we shall also bear the image as a Christian of the heavenly Adam. Now I hope that's not too confusing. But we want to look at that a little bit further. The natural man. Let's look at how he was made. Let's go back in Genesis chapter number 1. And we're going to see how the first Adam, the first man, was made. And we're going to get a picture in the first man of ourselves and also the last man of ourselves. Genesis chapter number 1, there are three things, there are three parts of man, body, soul, and spirit. And there are three words that state how God brought that man into being. Notice in verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Now the word make means to make out of something that already exists. Verse 27, so God created the man in his own image. Now that word create is a word that God made out of nothing. There are two different words. The word create, only used three times in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It means they never existed before. He created them. But when it says he was going to make the man, that's to make out of something that was already there. So he made the man, he created the man. Now look in chapter 2 and verse number 7. It says the Lord God formed man. Three different words used, three different verbs used of the same man, Adam. He made him, he created him, and he formed him. Now, you say, how does that all work out? Well, let's look at the order in which he did that. Verse 7 gives us the order of those things. The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the earth. Now, that was something he shaped up out of the dirt of the earth, the dust of the earth. I remember he used to give out a little track years and years ago when I was first saved. You were worth 87 cents. And that was the composition of an average body, the chemical value at that time of an average body, 87 cents. Probably a 587 by now in our inflated age. God made the body of man. All you see of me is my body. And that's something he formed, shaped, formed out of the dust of the earth. It's a beautiful body. Psalm 139 says, God said, I was fearfully and wonderfully made. And the body is a marvelous thing that God made, but he made it out of the dust of the earth. Take all the water and all the dust and the chemicals out of the human body, it's not there. It's God. So he made the house. Let's put it that way. He made the house for the man first. Then it says he breathed into him the breath, the spirit of life. That's what he created that never existed before. So God created man in his own image. Never existed before a breath in that clay that God shaped that body out of, that had no life in it, and yet God breathed into that. He created something called life and put into that body, and man was made a living soul. Three parts. The natural man, God started on the outside, and he built the house first. Then he put life in that particular man, and man became a self-conscious being called a soul. There was a three-part being, body, spirit, and soul. That's the order. So that's the natural man. Now, that's where we were before we were saved. We were natural people. Now, you got that in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 14. That natural man, Adam, that God made, body, soul, and spirit, that eventually fell into sin, we are called natural men before we're saved. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. That's because the natural man is dead to God. For they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So that's where we were before we were saved. We're not there anymore. We've been taken out of Adam, the natural man, and we've been transported over into the last Adam in Christ. So there is a natural man, Adam, and every one of his offsprings are said to be the natural man that does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Now, the next verse in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 15 talks about a spiritual man. But he that is spiritual, the spiritual man. So who's the spiritual man? The spiritual man is Christ, the last Adam. That which was natural was first, the first Adam. That which was spiritual was last, about 4,000 years afterward. That's the last Adam. We were natural people in Adam, the natural man, and in Christ we are the spiritual man. We are spiritual. We've been transferred from the kingdom of Adam and the kingdom of darkness, and we've been transferred over into the kingdom of God's dear Son. There we were natural men because we were in the natural man, Adam, who is the head of the old creation. Over in Christ, we are spiritual men because we are in Christ in the new creation, and he is the spiritual man. So there are two men that God made. And the first Adam, if you're here and you're saved, the first Adam is where we were. The last Adam is where we are. So it's good to find out where you are. If you don't know where you are, you don't know where you're going. You have to know where you are to get out of here to go home. So, yeah, it's good to know where you are spiritually. That's where we were in the natural man. This is where we are in the spiritual man. Now, there's another man we want to look at. Maybe we look a little bit at that spiritual man that we are in him. Now, look in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Now, God worked on the natural man from the body, from the outside in. First, he made the house, no life in it at all. Then he breathed into that the spirit of life, and man became a third part being, a living soul. Now, when God works on us in regeneration, he doesn't do it that way. He starts with the spirit first. And he implants in our spirits something that wasn't there before, life, eternal life, spiritual life and eternal life. He starts on the inside first, and he works from the inside out. Hasn't done anything to the old body yet. That's the last thing he's going to work on. That was the first thing in the natural man. It's the last thing in the spiritual man. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit first. That's where God works. And your soul, that's my life. First you're born of the Spirit, you're sealed of the Spirit. That's where your spiritual life is, the Spirit of God in us. And the soul is the life that is to work out through. That's called sanctification. And the body is last. That's only going to happen when the Lord comes and our bodies are going to be fashioned like unto his glorious body. So you see the order. The order in the old creation, God worked from the outside in. But man sinned and become corrupt. So God had to turn around and work on the spiritual man, as it were, not Christ, but those who are in Christ. He had to work on the inside first. Then he works from the inside out. He works his way out through called sanctification and eventually glorification. But in the course of doing this, I want you to look at a third man that God made in Ephesians chapter number 2. This is a third man that God made that never existed before. And don't let anybody ever tell you that Israel of the Old Testament is the church of the New Testament, because it isn't. There are more false teachings going on today, even among evangelicals. It's sad and confusing if you don't know any better. This new man that I'm going to talk about is, what shall I call him, a mystical man? Chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians, at verse number 14. For he, Christ, is our peace, and the word our is the Jews and the Gentiles, verses 12 and 13. He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, hath abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. What for? To make in himself of twain one new man. Now there's a new man, never existed before. The church never existed until it was made. Christ mentioned the church first in Matthew 16, and he said, I will build my church. It was future. It seemed to have its formation first on the day of Pentecost, but got its more complete formation in Acts chapter 10, when the Gentiles were brought into that same body. And that's what this is talking about in this particular place. So the church is called a new man, not like Adam, with two legs and two eyes and so on, but and not like Christ in his humanity, but this is a new man, a forming of a body of people that is called here a new man. And that's the church. And that body is, of course, is still in the form of making, and it will be perfected, it will be complete, and then the Lord will come and take that body to be himself. So, what we were is in the natural man. Never think of yourself as being an Adam. You're not in Adam any longer. In Adam all die. In Christ all are made alive. In Ephesians, in Corinthians 15 and 22. That's where we were. What we are in Christ, we are a spiritual person. We have the Spirit of God living within us. And we are in the spiritual man, and we're in the spiritual creation. That's what we are. And the new man is where we are. We're in the body of Christ. We're not in Israel. We're not in the masses of Gentile people that will be saved in the tribulation period. They are Gentile nations. We're in the new man, the church, the body of Christ. Said to be the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So that's the third new man. I want to show you another new man, maybe in the same book, Ephesians chapter 4. This is not talking about the church, not talking about the first Adam, not talking about the last Adam, talking about a new man. And that new man is you and me. Verse 24. Ephesians 4 and verse 24. That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's the person that's in Christ. That's who we are. We're a new man. God has made a new man out of all those who are in Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that we are anything in ourselves. But we are everything in Christ. It's wrong to look at Christ in yourself and come to the conclusion that I'm more spiritual than somebody else. I know more than somebody else. I have more of spirituality than somebody else. That's not where we should be looking in here. In here, we have to say, like Paul, I'm of all men most miserable. I'm a wretched man in myself. But that's not true of what I am in Christ. I am somebody special in Christ. And that's where we should see ourselves, not looking in ourselves. We're to see ourselves as what we are in Christ. Now with this in view, look quickly with me in the book of James, chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. And verse number 23. This uses a little phrase in verse 24. What manner of man we are. Verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Looking in the mirror. Looking in the mirror, see what you look like, and you go away from the mirror and you forgot what you look like. That's what he's saying. But that's not what it means here. It means if we look into the mirror of the word of God, we're going to see our natural birth in Christ, our new birth in Christ. That word, natural, I understand, is the same word. It means the face of your birth. It's the same word used for Genesis. It's our beginning. If we want to know who we are, we've got to look at the Word of God and see what we look like in Christ, not what we look like in ourselves. About what we look like in Christ. Looking in the wrong place to find out who we are and what we are when we look at ourselves. What kind of man, and it goes on to say, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So when we look in the perfect mirror of the Word of God and see what we are, who we are in Christ, we shouldn't walk away and forget what we look like in Christ and what we are in Christ. And it's finding out what we are in Christ is how Christ lives in us. It's seeing Him and bringing what we are in Him into our lives that makes us Christ-like, makes us like Christ. The natural face in a glass, the face of our birth, literally, that's what he's speaking about. It's the same word. These are the generation. This is the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of Adam and David. Now, Ephesians chapter 2. This is what we are. We are somebody special. Ephesians chapter 2. We often miss verse number 10, a lovely verse. All those who are saved by the grace of God, in verse 8, and not by works, through faith and grace, not by works. Verse number 10 says what we are, for ye are his workmanship. God's workmanship. The word workmanship means a masterpiece. It's where we get our English word poem from, but it also means a masterpiece. We are God's masterpiece. He's working something in us. He's working that in us, and we're called His workmanship. That's why we should never call ourselves a sinner saved by grace. That's not honoring to the Lord. We might sin, but we're not sinners. We're saints. We are joint heirs with Christ. We're a pearl of great price to Him. We weren't that before we were saved. Pearls have to be made. So we mustn't think of ourselves as a nobody only in ourselves. But we should think of ourselves as a somebody special in Christ. After all, if Christ is the joint heir, if Christ is the heir of all things, as we read in Hebrews 1 and verse 2, he's obtained the heirship of all things, and we are joint heirs with him, we're no mean people. We are somebody very special. And we should think about that. But we never should think we're special in ourselves, because we aren't. Galatians chapter 6, 2, I think it says, if a man thinketh himself to be somebody, something when he isn't, he just deceives himself. We should never look within to see what we are in Christ, or what Christ is in us. Because if we found a lot of Christ in us, we would say, be so puffed up with pride that nobody could live with us. We would feel so much holier than everybody else. It's constant occupation with what we are in Christ that's going to bring that Christ life over into our lives. We might not realize it, but it will come over into our lives. We still might feel miserable in ourselves, but we are not to look at ourselves. That's not spirituality. We're born ones. We're joint heirs with Christ. We're sinners that were saved by grace. A lovely verse, and I'm going to close with this probably. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. This verse is written to people who are already saved. It says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And you see that little word, yet? That's something that we were, but we're no longer in that state. I like that. That's what the little word, yet. Something that was, that's what we were when Christ died for us. But now in a different state. That's what we were, but that's not what we are. We should never think of all of our failures and all of our weaknesses and all of our faults. We should think about all that we are in Christ. We're no longer in Adam. That's where our failures and our faults were. But all that we were in Adam was put up in one little bundle called the old man. In Romans 6 and verse 6, it says, knowing this, that your old man was crucified with Christ once for all. And we're to put on that new man that we are in Christ. That man that's born of God. That man that is God's masterpiece. That man that is a joint heir with Christ. That man that is part of that new man called the church, that's the fullness of him that filleth all in all. We are really somebody in Christ. Nobody in ourselves. May the Lord help us to get into the reality of what we are in our Lord Jesus Christ.